He said that if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Now, those of you that are thinking, you know, that bigger house and adding 2 zeros to your income, this sounds like a good verse, don't go there. See, if his words abide in you, what'll get on your heart is the things that are on his heart. And what you'll be thinking about is if there's zeros to be added, wonder where that money ought to go to really help people that will impact eternity. And if there's people with needs, you let his words abide in you and you catch Jesus' heart, you'll look at your neighbors different. You won't judge people from the outside. You'll start looking at yourself and realizing the person who probably needs to grow more than anybody else is you. That's what I learned. And then his words abide in you, and then you ask. And then you start asking for beyond material needs. As important as that is, and God wants to answer, I'm not diminishing that. But you start asking for a larger heart. You start asking for opportunity to share Christ with your neighbors. You start asking for the boldness to say no to all the busyness and say yes to some important relationships.